is that lady? Shit. Sit down. She's a renegade from the past. Sit down. They made no big plates, and that's why they know that if rice run out, some of you stole the extra plate. Thank you for being so hungry. That helped my blood pressure, too. When you caught out here without my leadership, thank you. Don't blame anybody. Thank you for being so selfish. When I couldn't dream of eating, and they want me to eat protein because of the situation that I'm having right now, I thank you that took the extra plates. Thank you, selfish sons of bitches that ought to have died before you ever got over to the promised land. That's it. Kay Nelson, Diane Wilmot's good, Marthea's good, Joyce Park's good, Terry Jones, Carolyn Lumen, they better all be listening to you. Shonda James, it's good. Christina says she's good. Is this playing Diane Wilkerson? Diane, we got two Dianes also. I see. Nancy Sines, she's good. Nita Irons, Nick Trott wrote the statements. He always used to be good at coaching, too. Okay, okay. Jan Gorbach, we wrote them when necessary. Terry Buford, Sarah, Diane, Dick, and Jan helping rehearse all of them. Okay, now we're all rehearsing each other. Then keep me a blow-by-blow report because it's only just a little more than an hour and a half before it's on. What happens over that can mean the difference what happens with the Attorney General and the Congress of the United States. That's how serious it is. It's a miracle we got people to go along with it because they were blocking, not going even go along with the conference. It's a vast news conference, so you damn well better remember the times I did every day I've lived since I was a child. First time I felt guilt when a little dog died, I wanted to commit suicide. But I had still some little dogs and cats alive that had me alone to take care of them. So I've stayed alive for some 36, 37, maybe 38 years. Yes, indeed that. 39, almost 40. Because I owed a debt to somebody. That time I didn't even think my mother gave a shit. I later found out she did, but I knew my dad didn't. So it was just little animals that I stayed alive for, because I didn't know who in the hell was going to feed them, and I was too young to know how to kill them. And like Larry said, you finally wake up and life is shit, and any way I could have killed him. I soon learned it, but at that age, that's all that kept me through. Then a little bit later, my mom needed me, and some poor soul down the road needed me that was poor minority, had been treated badly. Then come along the blacks in the community that I always was their champion. It's always been that way. Somebody needed me. So you can do what you have to do because I stay alive and do all this thinking. And I am bored and I am disgusted and I am sick with people who do so little with socialism when they have such a good example to follow.
Say something too about sex and thinking you're wanted. A lot of you are in your relationships, you think you're wanted, but you're not wanted. Nobody is wanted. You're needed. And that's something you're going to have to recognize. Dad's been talking about it. He's known it all this time. But that's where it's at. You're needed, and that's what keeps you going, not whether you're wanted or not. And if you happen to be attractive or whatever the bullshit that is, enough to think you're wanted, you're unlucky.
You're really one stupid, balmy-eyed, blue-eyed bitch that I kept, and finally she was made strong by one of the few. It worked some, that's why I didn't give it up altogether. And because somebody blew wind up her ass, I won't name it, but some of you remember the black minister that blew wind up her ass and not fucked with her, but babied her. Made her think she was something special and she was dangerous, and we needed certain connections and help that she could afford. Had to fuck her seven, 8 hours straight. Were you forgotten? Oh my God. Karen Layton, you forgotten? And Georgetown's doing a good job now. You forgotten that? I don't tell the black ones. So don't feel bad about the white ones. Just don't tell about the black ones. I had to put her out on a briar patch until her scars on my knees yet because she wouldn't get the goddamn message. You don't remember that? You didn't have enough feeling because I told it publicly. Everybody in that congregation heard it if you were listening. Yeah, now how many heard it? Of course, some of you are lying. How could you don't remember it? Didn't hurt you. I had to arrange for who to catch her. Who did I arrange for it to catch her to get it stopped even after 8 hours? Eileen, who caught her? Jack Beam, thank you, Sister Tucker. That makes me feel good that somebody cared. And she grew out of it. She grew out of it into a person that can be depended upon. And she made great on you. She made great on you. You said, well, yeah, but she had more of you. I'll piss on that. You've had as much of me. You stood me on the patch and worried me to death your goddamn problem. Something she's never asked. She was dying once with cancer in her female zone. She didn't ask me for no relief of pain or healing. So don't say somebody had more time, because I'll go into some of you that are black, male and female. It's quiet in the house now. Seven, 8 hours of this shit. Now, I do the same shit with that Gray Stone to try to save you people from the hell she was going to do to Tim Stone because he was going around wearing women's clothes in Santa Rosa like a fool. And then he told her about some guns, which destroyed our movement. How long ago that was? 6 years? Must have been 6 years, 7 years. Shit, 7 years plus. I fucked that woman upside down, side all kinds of hours. And the moment I quit, the moment, I didn't even say, she got pretty exalted in her demands. She wanted me to marry her. I'll always have a measure of guilt because Marston would have been glad, but it wasn't just Marston. I knew Marston would be what I thought. Some of you out there who think you understand socialism, you'd have left me. If Marston and I had had a divorce and I'd have married that bitch, there'd have been people left this movement right sitting here right today. Right here to left that movement. They'd have never understood it, never understood the communist principle, the great sacrifice. They never would have. You know that's true. So I said, that's too much. You may, yes, you said, do it. I'll follow you. I understand what you're doing because she asked me to do it. Because she saw there was no other way. You've got a good mother. You've got a tremendous mother. And if I die, you better stay behind her or somebody will shoot you. Okay. Sure, it hurt her because sex was... her and I had been the only party that ever in either each other's lives. I believe in keeping a rule. Some of you people don't. The guy, when he marries, ought to be just as virtuous as the girl. He expects some girl to be a straight when he gets married. And by God, you ought to practice what you expect from others. You ought to, what's good for the goose is sure good for the gander. But it doesn't work around here, so... It caused some trauma. She first, not now. She's worked. She would accept whatever she had to do or I had to do. And nonetheless, within hours, Miss Greystone, or whatever her name is, Mrs. Greystone, picked up another man
to try to aggravate the church and irritate all of us and plot with to try to destroy us. And then I still would have had a hand on her. And I got another man to try to step in my shoes. And he might have been able to make it. But he got fucking in love with the bitch. Yeah. We all know. How many know who I'm talking about? So he fucked it up on top of it and built her narcissistic image up. Then the people living close to her let her buy them off with our church money that she was stealing. $5,000 under the mattress and didn't let me know about it. We wouldn't have to be sitting here in a white night now. A lot of people counsel me. I wanted to adopt John back then. I wanted to adopt John. All this shit been over with. The board didn't push hard enough. Listen to bullshit. And counsel should have thought that over. I wanted to adopt him then because I saw the shit. I don't get took up with this shit. She was ooning and groaning and crying and screaming with the orgasm she said she never got before in her life. But I don't buy that shit. I know that all passes away. That all passes away. I wanted a legal adoption, but nobody backed me up in it. So time went on, pressures got on, and her so-called loyalty and then sexual loyalty and all the other shit. I'll never hurt you. I love you. And then nobody else in the world will take your place. The moment she couldn't marry me, she started her plotting. And the rest of you that saw a plot didn't keep, you didn't help me. Some of you used her. I don't mean just some of them in the home. You used her. You built her goddamn ego. I don't mean use her in work. I'm talking about use her for your own gain, to keep around her when she was in the council. So we see now we're pissed over, because if I'd have gotten certain things together, I was too busy healing you, too busy getting you out of jail. I can't watch everybody night and day. I'm doing better at it now. We've got a pretty good intelligence system. And my own acuity is pretty sharp. Nonetheless, you people who believe in love, you're fools. You can't fuck no 7 hours. You women can't take no 7 hour fuck, and all you got to do is lay there. I only saw one good do it. And she's stupid. She had to be some kind of masochist. Nobody likes no 7 hour fuck. But she grew up out of it. So if you win one, and I won some more, and I'm not going to go into the details of that, but she don't mind. She talked about it publicly, so I'll talk about it. It's been years since I've had any sex with her, so don't worry. I'm not fucking her. She's going in Georgetown. She's been there how many months now, and I'm not fucking her. Right? I never saw anybody be able to fuck through the jungle. My dick's supposed to be fair size, but it don't reach that far. She'd been there months now. Oh, watch the food. Be sure, Cole, you get the food. Be sure you get what you're looking for now. Be sure you get into that now. I do want you to get your plate. All of you just... Yeah, I remember. Like you were out by the toilet on the last white night. Don't give me no shit tonight. I'm in no mood for it. My blood pressure too high. Ready to run away. Don't give me no shit when I come back at you tonight. You don't want your ass rung all around this floor. Leave wife, children, everybody. Some of them did. Some of these white knights, they're going to split here and let the wife and the children stay here. Didn't see no woman try to go over the hill, but I saw some men. Shift, please. And you idiotic things, you idiotic men. But unfortunately, you women sell out for a mighty small pittance. You sell out for their 5 minute fuck. As they drink a little water, they're lucky and don't come, they can go 10 minutes. And if they just push it hard and think about a man real well and push a little more water, maybe 15 at the maximum. And there are very few can go that.
If they go longer, they have to go like rockabye baby in the tree top. And you think of the hours I've had to go just like that. Just like that. Just like that for 6-7 hours. And you people sell your ass out for nothing. Nothing. Till I'd come home and they'd have to, medical people have to treat my penis. It would be skinned. Skinned from the top of it to the balls, all the way skinned. Goddamn people are stupid. Caught up in this sex shit. What do you got in common? What did you two have in common? How long do you fuck? I'm asking you, how long did he fuck you when he could fuck? How long did he fuck?
I say about 2 minutes or something.
Two minutes?
I don't know. I just be making like, you know, I like it. You know, I just be, you know, telling him, but I don't.
2 minutes? This, no wonder he's such a brazen ass. A woman don't even get wound up in 10. 2 minutes? You stupid son of a bitch. No wonder he's spoiled rotten. Just get it on, huh? You can't be blamed for not coming more. I don't know anybody else that has that capacity to come several times like I do, but you could have been a little more considerate. 2 minutes? And she act like she enjoyed it. She had to act like, because she didn't even get time to get lubricated. The juices don't even start to flow before 2 minutes. Much less get the clitoris moving. Pretty outrageous. Now you got a 2 minute fuck. What else did you have in common? I thought we had. Oh, don't wave, honey. They'll get the food to you. Don't wave so hard. You will eat before you die. Turn the lights on. I ain't never seen anything like some of these folk. They'd eat by God when they were getting ready to be lowered in the grave. If it's the last meal, if it gets that way during the night, we'll kill all of our chickens and we'll eat fried chicken if somebody want to. But when I'm tense, as long as there's hope for you, I sure don't think about food. And I wonder where in the hell some of your heads are. I really do. I'm sitting up here having eaten. Wonder where the hell your heads are. You think Father's going to bring us through? Well, sometime, someplace, everybody don't come through. And we got a hell of a lot of odds tonight. Anybody wants to leave now before you? Because this could be your night of death. Anybody want to leave? I'll let you go because I know one thing. You'll never get in. They'll make your life more miserable when you get in the United States. I'll let your ass go. We'll help you through so you won't get through the snakes and the tigers. And the little frogs that you just touch, you die in a matter of minutes. If they touch you, happen to hop on you. Let's get down to the gut root, huh? What's back there of interest, Wesley? I'm watching on the back row. What's back there of interest, Wesley? Rehearsing? Good, good. I didn't mean that close. Okay, that's all right, all right. I'll just ask questions. I just want you to know the old fox is not blind tonight. He knows when you move your eyeballs. You have to always maintain that stance, too. That's been your only protection. Can't be a normal human. Can't relax. Got to look for treason every day. 24 hours a day, got to look for treason. How would you like to live your life like that? Can't come up and pat the good people on the back and talk with them and kiss cheeks. Got to be always looking for treason or fighting some son of a bitch and traitor. On the defensive all the time. cooking up ways to get back at pricks that are trying to destroy children. And sitting up here being bored by a two-minute fuck. And if it was a 20-year fuck, it wouldn't interest me. Because when I lay down with somebody, I'll be goddamned. If somebody could match my several hours fuck, I would want to be sure I was next to somebody that I thought was thinking at least a capacity slightly above an ape. I'll say anything tonight, so just hold in there. Particularly when they can. Smart enough to lie to you, smart enough to cheat, smart enough to do every other kind of shit, smart enough to try to plot to leave, smart enough to push dope and get trouble, but terribly cool, terribly insensitive to push dope. And get contract killers after you. Almost get Marson killed. We're sitting here listening to this shit. Going well. I guess I'm feeling along while I'm doing it. I'm really not paying that much attention to you. I'm feeling along here to see what people's attitudes are about death. There have been some new folks since the white night. How many new since the last white goddamn miserable motherfucking son of a bitch at night? You white night folk, come on up. Come up. You're not in no trouble. Just tell us how you feel about it. You're facing death. That's what the hell you're facing. Come on up, honey.
Over here.
While we get a slight review, slight release from this two-minute fuck. Forget me, I haven't got time to walk away. Get a blanket so I can stand up here and piss. I haven't got time to step off from there. I'll keep my eyes on the people. I don't have a time to fuck, much less anything else. I mean, to piss, rather. Excuse me. All I want to do right now is piss.
Shut up!
Just be still. Big deal. Funny. White nights are so funny. It's part of our acting program. We went several months without them, but I'll be goddamned if they sure aren't regular lately. How do you feel about it? You may die tonight.
Yes, I think we all should die tonight if it's our turn. I'm willing, Father, to stand with you all the way, just like I always have told you 3 years ago. As everything seems and will always be the same. I'm not changing, because I'm a fighter, Father, and you know that.
Thank you. That's the point.
I've been in this family ever since 71.
You've been what, sweetheart?
I've been in this family ever since 71.
Yeah.
And I asked
never
you.
Never heard a man speak like this.
I never.
I remember your song. It used to keep me going because it was the truth.
And let me tell you one thing. My meditation has taken me, get me out to state. Help me regulate my mind when you in my family so I could get out to state. But I know some of my people and others go, I felt like they're going to hate you. When they hate you, they hate me. I tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. You're the only father I have. You're the only family I have. I give up my brother.
I remember you fighting.
You
don't need to say. You don't need to say no more. I remember your fight.
I love you, Father.
I know you do.
I really do.
I remember when you sang, I never heard. Sing it for us right now. Some people will remember, and we're still, that might take us through.
Yes. The way I know I heard ahead of family.
I want you to sing your song. Where's
I'm
going to
sing it. I'm going to sing it for you. All the days of my life, ever since I've been born, I never heard a man speak like this man before. I never heard a man speak like this man before. I was. I'm a weary wound inside. He gave me resting place, and he have made me glad. And I never heard a man speak like this name before.
Sing it. You can sing like socialists.
I never heard a man speak like this name before. And all the days of my life, ever since I've been born, I never heard a man speak like this name before. Oh, I never heard a man speak like this name before.
Come on, sing. Never heard a man speak like this man before. The days of my life ever since I've been born. Never heard a man like this
before.
That's true. Wherever in the hell it's brought us, it brought us on principle, it brought us on courage, and it brought us to the right place. And if we hold on, we'll make it. Never heard a man speak like this man before. I never heard a man like this socialist man before. All the days of my life, ever since I've been born, I never heard a man
speak like this man before.
Clap your hands, I never heard a man speak like this man before. Never heard a man speak like this man before. All the days of my life, ever since I've been born, never heard a man speak like this man before. Now, can somebody tell me, thank you, Mother, you don't need to say any more, you prove it. Anybody tell me what my feeling was when I heard that song? Anybody feel, can you, anybody know me? You ought to know me. That's what will make the movement strong. Can you tell me, Salika?
And that particular song, you was trying, it was your ex started saying it. I think he's trying to express your feelings, that there's nobody have the feelings that you have for each individual here.
That's true. I'll tell you, and I don't expect you to go through guessing games, because nobody would possibly know it, maybe just a few. I felt sad that it was true that there was no man that lived or spoke like this man. That's what I felt. Never heard a man speak like this man before. Never heard a man speak like this man before. All the days of a cotton picking life, ever since I've been born. Never heard a man speak like this man before. Never heard a man. Can't you sing a little louder and clap your hands? Your enemies are out there. Speak like this man before. All the days of my life, ever since I've been born. I want you to sing it loud. There's another reason, for tactical reasons. I always do. I don't enjoy being talked about. I don't enjoy being sung about. As I said, the only thing I felt was sadness that it's so goddamn true. But there's no other man that's ever lived so courageous, so strong, so principled. I know that. I know that. I've read their histories. I know, surely, about the ones that are alive. I can watch them, and I've seen their performance. But there's another reason I was doing it. Out there, there's one man we haven't caught yet that tried to shoot at our children. So let him know we're not discouraged. I never heard a man speak like this man before. I never heard a man speak like this man before. All the days of my life, ever since I've been born. I never. Louder, louder. Clap your hands. I never. I never heard a man speak like this man before. All the days of this life, ever since I've been born, I never heard a man speak like this man before. Now make your sound move.